Some people believe that a preacher's job is to study the Bible and then share what he's learned with everybody else. And that is true. It's 100% true. However, something that a lot of people fail to realize is that is everybody's job, to study the Bible and share what they have learned with other people. And unfortunately, and that's within the church. Unfortunately, outside of the church, a lot of people don't see any reason to study the Bible at all. They just don't see any point in it. So this morning, I want us to look at some reasons of why we should study. Before we get in to the study, I want to join with Brother David again in welcoming everyone. It's good to see everyone out, and we need to be praying for everyone that's not here, and we need to do what we can to help them. So, as Brother Kent read 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God. That's the King James Version. The New King James Version says, be diligent to present yourself to God. We study diligently. We apply ourselves. There have been many sermons written and preached from this verse, study to show thyself approved unto God. And it's interesting, as I was working on this lesson about study, I got a bulletin from someone that was mentioning study, where he had been, Bible class studies, and I just want to read a couple paragraphs from what he wrote. He said, I remember when I was a younger preacher working at another congregation, it was common for some of the members to bring three books with them to Bible class: their Bible, their workbook, and a commentary. It was often Johnson's Notes or Zaire's Commentary. These brethren did not come to Bible class to dig any deeper and advance in their knowledge of God's Word. They came to make sure that what I said about the text agreed with Johnson or Zaire or whatever their preferred scholar had to say about the text. Bible class was not about learning what God had to say to them, but about making sure I was toeing the line. It was refreshing to move to another work a few years later, where a dear sister in Christ came to Bible class with two books, her Bible and her Young's Concordance. This seasoned student of the Scriptures came to dig, and she challenged many of us to do likewise. How much time do you spend preparing for our Bible classes each week? Do you view each class period as an opportunity to dig a little deeper and learn more of God's Word, of His marvelous Word, or do you come class to make sure that the same points are made from the tired text? You know, the points that you wrote in the margin of your Bible years ago. Don't be lazy in your Bible study. Dare to dig a little deeper and to learn a little more about God and His will for your life. I thought that was interesting. I imagine several of us have seen this happen. And a lot of times somebody, they'll write a comment that somebody made in the margin of their Bible, and it's there for the next 20 years, and they accept that without studying for themselves. But that's getting a little off the point. I want us to look at, why do we need to study? The value of studying. And this is for us to learn to share with others. Because again, so many of our friends, we aren't going to get them to obey the gospel if they don't understand what the gospel is and what's in the Bible. So one of the first reasons of why we should study is to know God. Those who do not know the Bible, they do not know God. They have all kinds of ideas about who God is, but the Bible is the only place that God has revealed Himself to us. He doesn't come to us in dreams anymore and tell us what His will for us is. It's in His written, recorded word that will stand forever. Now, there are people that might be very educated in different fields, but they aren't educated in God's word. And sometimes people with an education look down on the Bible and laugh at it if it were outdated, but the only way we can know about God is to study God's Word. And there's great value in that. Who is our Creator? What does He expect from us? You know, people want to worship a Creator. People are interested in religion. When Paul went to Athens, he said in Acts 17, 22 and 23, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with the inscription, 'To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you.'" There are so many people that worship gods in this world, but they don't worship the true God because they haven't studied their Bible. And friends, ignorance is not going to save us. Ignorance is not going to save us. Some people don't want to know what's in the Bible, and they'll close it and they'll say, "You know, I'm not accountable to it then because I don't know it." No, we are accountable. The world by its own wisdom will not know God. The world by wisdom cannot know God. 1 Corinthians 1:21, "For seeing in the wisdom of God, the world through the wisdom knew not God. It did please God through the foolishness of the preaching to save those believing." A lot of people look at us when we try to share the gospel with them. They look at us and laugh and say, "You're just foolish. It can't mean that. That's not what it means." Because, again, they are educated in the worldly wisdom. God gave us a Bible so that we can know Him. He gave us a Bible so that we can know Him. Now, He also gave us, if you want to call it a Bible, a Bible of nature, Psalm 19. When we look around, we see everything that God created. We see the evidence of God. But He goes on in that psalm to give us the written revelation. The written revelation. Because without that written revelation, what do we have? We have people worshiping nature. We see that today. God has given us His written word. We need to study the Bible so that we can know God. Well, another reason to study God's Word is to know Jesus. We sing the song every so often, "More about Jesus would I know." And it's a beautiful song. And when we sing that, we're telling everybody, we want to know just everything we can about Jesus. And you stop and think about it. If Jesus is our closest friend, Jesus our Savior, our Redeemer, you think about a few years ago when you would go out on a date with someone, you would want to get to know everything about them. Why? Because you're interested in them. You're interested in what they thought, what they wanted to do, how you could please them. And with Jesus, the only way that we are going to know about Jesus is to study God's Word. How do we know what pleases God? How do we know what pleases Jesus? So many people will do just whatever they want to, but they are not pleasing Jesus. And again, a lot of people will do that in ignorance. They even put Jesus to death in their ignorance. But ignorance, again, was not an excuse. Acts 3:17, "Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers." Why were they ignorant? Why did the Jews put Jesus to death? They were not sufficiently acquainted with their own scriptures. And in Acts 3:18, the next verse, "But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all His prophets, that the Christ would suffer, He is thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." You know, many people make up Jesus in their own way. They make Him whatever they want Him to be. They make Him how they want to see Him. They make Him a Savior in name only, but they do not want to obey Him. They think about how loving and kind He is. A lot of people, my opinion, but I think a lot of people see Jesus as their Savior. He died for me, but they don't see Him as their Lord. They don't see Him as their Lord, where they have to submit to Him and do what He wants us to do. The other thing, a common comparison, they see Jesus as a vending machine. Jesus, give me this. I need this. I need this. Give me this. Give me that. And they look at Jesus as someone to just give them things, not as someone to worship Him. We need to study God's Word so that we know Jesus. We need to study the Bible. We need to study God's Word to know the plan of salvation. You can ask six people off the street, what do you have to do to be saved? And do you think you're going to get the same answer, get one answer from all of them? No, you're going to get different answers from different people. Why is that? Again, because they have not studied their Bible. A lot of people will go by their feelings, but our feelings are very deceptive. We cannot know right or wrong by our feelings. And in Jeremiah 10:23, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Who do we need to direct our steps? We need God. We need God to know the plan of salvation. And friends, are you willing to risk the eternal destination of your soul on what you think or what you feel or what some man told you is the plan of salvation? Don't you want to open the Bible? Don't you want to open God's Word and see what He says about it? God is the one. Jesus is the author of salvation. Do you want to be saved? Friends, it all starts with studying the Bible. You can't just say, I open my heart, Jesus, and come into it and save me. You can't read about that in the Bible. But God has a plan of salvation, and He has revealed it to us in His Word, and we must study that. We must study that to see what it is. And friends, it will be an awful day when we stand before God if we have not studied His Word, if we have not studied it and obeyed it. Well, why else do we need to study God's Word? Because of the good fruit that it bears. It teaches us how to live a righteous life, how to be a good neighbor, how to be a good parent, how to be a good spouse, how to be a good boss, how to be a good employee, how to treat one another, how to love one another. Are there other books that teach that? There are. How do they compare against God's Word? They don't. There is no comparison. Jesus came as an example for us to follow Jesus, not some man. And when we study the Bible, when we study it, and we bear the fruit of the Spirit, it's going to make us a better individual. It's going to make us a better individual. Well, another reason we need to study the Bible is because it's living and eternal. You think about, one of the things that I get a chuckle out of when I turn on the TV, doesn't matter what the show is, but everybody's writing a new book. They just wrote this bestseller, and they're writing this new book, and there's going to be another one, and we have this guest on, and look at this book that he wrote, and he's writing another one. Everybody writes books, and if you went back a couple generations, a couple hundred years ago, and you started pulling out names of people that wrote books, there'd be very few people that we would know who they are or what they wrote. And why is that? It's because it's the words of men. Are there some good thoughts in there? There are. There are some good thoughts in those books that men wrote. But again, they are just men. Why should we study the Bible? Because it is living and eternal. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24:35. Jesus' word is going to stand forever. The word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. 1 Peter 1:25. It's interesting too, you go back to some of those old books and the things that they wrote, the teachings that they had, and then you see they've gotten more information and found out that what this person said was not accurate. It's not accurate. Something has disproved what this person said. Or they thought this was a good idea, but it turned out to be really terrible. God's word is true. It's tested. It's been tried. It will stand forever. Do you like going through life, learning the mistakes of life on your own? You know, all of us learn some of them that way. But don't you wish you had a book where you could just look at all the things to avoid that would make your life so much better? And you could look at a list of things in a book that would make your life so much more fulfilling? Friends, that's what we have in the Bible. It's living and it's eternal. It's God, the one that created us, the one that knows what's best for us. He's had it all written and recorded. And what do we say? What do we do? Oh yeah, I read that before. Yeah, I'll get around. I'll read some more when I've got some time. I'm too busy. Oh, you mean you want me to study? You want me to study what God says? You're asking too much now. And a lot of people in the world, they just tune out whenever you want to talk about religion. But friends, we've got to get people outside of the church, inside of the church, to open up their Bibles. I've got to open up my Bible and get my head into it. I've got to study it. And what's the motive that I study it? Is it to see if what I wrote in the margin 20 years ago is what I heard this person over here or over there say? No, we need to study it with the motive that we want to be pleasing to God. We want to be acceptable in His sight. We want to be able to enter into God's presence with no sin in our life. Whether it's some act we commit or whether it's some attitude that we have, we can't enter into God with the wrong mindset, the wrong attitude, or sin in our life. And the only way that we can learn about that is by studying God's Word. God's Word is very powerful. Hebrews 4:12, as we studied Hebrews, the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You stop and think about the precision of that. The precision, it can pierce even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. How are you going to separate those two? The Word of God can separate those two. The joints and marrow, what can come between that? What's precise enough to separate that? The Word of God. And a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's Word is that powerful. It's powerful, it's quick, and it's powerful, and it's sharp. And we need to study it so that we can see how to apply it to our lives and so that we can share it with others. Well, why study the Bible? It's the source of spiritual light. All spiritual light is from the Bible. Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Verse 104, "Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." And the entrance of thy words giveth a light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. Verse 120. We see that God's word is our spiritual light. And why do we need that? Because we live in darkness. We live in darkness. We've never been here before. We're just passing through. Have you ever stayed at someone's house and you slept in a bedroom you hadn't slept in before and you aren't familiar with the house and you get up through the night and you got to go here and go there and you don't want to turn the lights on and you're feeling your way around to see how to get around because we haven't been there before? Well, if you turn the light on, you can see how to do it. The same with this world. We're just passing through. We've got one chance here to know how to live right. And we can stumble through in the darkness, or we can turn the light on and see how to make it through this world. And what is that light? It's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. That's why we need to study it. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And again, when you think about those lamps that they had, a small oil lamp, it's not like those halogen lanterns we have today that would light up half this room. That lamp would light up enough for them to take a step. It's a lamp unto my feet. And why is that? Because God doesn't want us to see 10 years out into the future. He wants us to keep this light close to us so that we follow this light step by step as we go through life. He wants us to keep it close. He wants it to keep it open. He wants us to study it. Why study? Study is the basis of faith. Our faith comes by hearing the word. And without hearing, we can have no faith. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If we get faith, we have to hear God's word. We have to read it. We have to study it. If we aren't exposed to God's word, we aren't going to have faith. And what did we learn when we studied the book of Hebrews? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's all very logical. The Bible is a very logical book. That's why the Christian will not do things that he cannot read about in the Bible. It's not of faith. He would have no faith in them. Peter stood up in Jerusalem before many and said, "Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe." Acts 15:7. We hear and we believe. And in the absence of hearing, we cannot believe. Again, it's the basis of faith. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If you have that faith, you have to hear about that. You have to hear about that. And we have to study about that to understand that. Why study the Bible? It's the foundation of our hope. We're saved by hope. But hope that is not seen, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Romans 8:24-25. And again, back in Hebrews, we looked at Hebrews 6:19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil. The foundation of our hope. Where do we get that? We get that from studying the Bible. And friends, if we don't have an anchor, if we don't have an anchor in our life, it's going to be hard to make it through this life. And why is that? Because Monday we're going to get blown one way. Tuesday, we're going to get blown another direction. Wednesday, we're going to get blown another direction. And we need this anchor to pull us back to the Word of God. An anchor that's steadfast and sure. We get that from studying the Bible. I've mentioned it before, and it's worth repeating, but I want to ask the question, what's your favorite time to study the Bible, to read the Bible? Is it when you first get up in the morning? Is it before you go to bed at night? Is it at lunchtime when you have a break? When I was growing up, the news came on like three or four times a day. It would come on like first thing in the morning. You'd have the noon. This was back, you know, you think back before cable TV. You had the lunchtime news hour. You had the evening news. So you had the news basically three times a day. Then they started having late news like at 11 o'clock. People would want to watch the news different times of the day. And then what happened? Then you had the cable networks come out with news 24 hours a day. And you know how often people watch the news today? A lot of people watch the news 24 hours a day. And a lot of people, they'll reach and they'll grab something out of their pocket because it beeped, and what happened? What just happened? They're addicted to their phone, where they want to know what's going on in the news all day long. What's our favorite time to read the Bible? I ask that question again. Is it when we first get up? Is it at lunchtime? Is it at evening? Or is it throughout the day? Are we addicted to God's Word? Do we love it? Do we want to study it? Friends, another reason we need to study God's Word, and we need to know it inside and out. We need to know it from cover to cover, but we need to study God's Word because we are going to be judged by it. We're going to stand before Jesus and be judged by the things that are written in this book. John 12:48, "The word that I spoke unto you will judge you in the last day." And again, our soul's eternal destiny is going to depend on our knowledge and application of God's Word. So back to where we started, a lot of people think that study is something that the preachers do, and it is, but it's something all of us need to do. And more importantly, it's something we need to get across to our family and friends that are not Christians, the importance of going back to God's Word. We need to study to know God, to know Jesus, to know the plan of salvation, to know all the good that it can bring in this world. We need to study God's Word because it's living and eternal, because it's the source of spiritual light. It's the basis of our faith. It's the foundation of our hope, and we will be judged by it. Friend, do you know everything you think you need to know about your Creator? Do you know everything about Him? Do you think you know everything you need to know about your Savior and what He wants us to do for Him? Do you know you're on the right path to heaven? How do you know? Is it because somebody told you this, or you heard that, or because you studied it in your Bible? What is your motive for studying the Bible? Is it to prove somebody else right or prove them wrong? Or is it so that we can have the mind of God living in us? Friends, when you learn what God's will is for us, are you willing to do the right thing? Are you willing to let the Bible tell you what the right thing is to do? Are you willing to do that today? Friend, God has done everything for us, made everything possible for us, that we can be obedient to Him, have our sins forgiven, live with Him for time without end in heaven. It's up to us to obey that. If we don't, there's also another place prepared for those who do not obey Him. Again, He's revealed all of that to us. We invite you, make your life right with God. Don't put it off. Make your life right with God this morning, and please come forward as we stand and sing.